We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, an unexpected Graybar Sports Open Line. We were expecting to have baseball today. Instead, even better, I get to talk with my good friend Daniel Esteve. You see him on Fox 2 and Channel 11. He joins us right now. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for saying yes as we were putting together a show at the very last minute.
Hey, I've been there. And it's never a problem when I get the chance to chat with Matt Pauly.
So what's your takeaway on where the Cardinals are at? Obviously below 500, last place team, but in many ways seems like they're a little bit better than that. We've seen good pitching. We've seen them win the last two series. I feel like there are some positive stories, but we also know what the record is. So how do you evaluate this team with where they're at right now?
I'm such a tough person to have this conversation with because I will be an undying optimist till the very end. And last year was a great example of it. The Blues this season was a great example of it, and they certainly teased us right till the very end. But honestly, looking at it from an objective perspective, what is it, four wins in the last six? You mentioned it, two series wins. And when you look at the things that were issues heading into the season, specifically that bullpen, I mean, you look at Helsley, you look at Romero, you look at the talent that you have there, coupled with the fact that a guy like Sonny Gray has been pitching well, Lance Lynn looks okay, you got to be optimistic in this situation. It feels like the Cardinals just had a tough run early, and they're finding their spark, and that's what you'd expect when you try to address those issues head on. Maybe it just took a little bit of time for them to find a rhythm, and then if they get the bats going, then you have yourself a team that can contend for an NL Central.
How concerned are you about the lack of run scoring and the lack of hitting so far from this team?
It's such a streaky thing. I'm really encouraged by some of the young talent. Of course, everyone's going to see the headlines with Jordan Walker being sent down to AAA. But, man, the way Mason Wynn's been playing, how encouraging is that? Nolan Arenado found it after a brief stint playing well below his expectations. But Paul Goldschmidt's really the only one that's been a doozy for me, and he's somebody that has had slow periods. And you've got to imagine he's going to find his rhythm. Once he does, I feel like you've got a pretty complete lineup where you can get hits all over the place. Brendan Donovan's been batting well, per usual. Lars Nootbaar, a bit streaky, but he's finding his form as well. I feel like there's a lot of potential in this team. It's just got to all click at once, and we're still waiting for that to happen. I think Paul Goldschmidt finding his rhythm could be a catalyst.
Yeah, at what point is it not early anymore? Because we do keep talking about, well, it's early, but at some point the calendar keeps flipping around and it's not early anymore.
Yeah, I think the Brewers will probably dictate that, right? The rest of the NL Central will dictate that. I mean, you look at the rest of the league, and by league, I mean division, I mean all teams were above 500 except the Cardinals. That's pretty ridiculous when you're looking at teams like the Pirates, the Reds, even the Cubs to a certain degree, but the Brewers have been playing pretty well. getting swept by them certainly didn't help. But, you know, as long as you're in the fight, you're in the fight. That's going to dictate how you're playing. I know Cardinals Nation has high expectations, and as they should. But if you're in it, you always have a chance to do something, especially come playoff time. So right now, still very early, and I feel comfortable saying that. And so long as you're continuing to compete with the rest of the teams in your division, I think you can never count yourself out.
Daniel, you're a Mizzou guy, or Mizzou made, as you Mizzou folks like to refer to yourself as. What do you make? Do you like the hiring of Laird Veach as the new athletic director?
Yeah, you know, I was going through his press conference, and it was interesting. I had mixed feelings about it. Maybe just a bit of his maybe nervous energy coming out of it didn't give me a ton of confidence, but he comes in with a great resume. What he did at Memphis is pretty impressive. And when you look at the momentum across Missouri sports in general, it's really difficult to think that you could mess it up, maybe. I mean, hell, you've got the stadium renewal coming through. You've also got the momentum with Dennis Gates, Eli Drinkwitz, of course, with the Cotton Bowl win. And then on the women's side, even softball right now is performing at a high clip. So I really think he's coming into a good situation. And given what he was able to do at Memphis, you've got to be positive about it, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And I mean, his number one asset, it seems like, or number one quality would be the better way to say it, is he does have the ability to go out and fundraise. And it feels like Missouri is once again kind of at a crossroads moment, because they got to keep up with everything else going on in the SEC, and facilities and name, image, likeness are a big part of that. And that's all connected to money. And they've brought somebody in who is known for his ability to raise money.
That's quite literally the name of the game. And the stadium renovation is a good example of that. I mean, they needed to do something to add to the allure of Memorial Stadium or Faurot Field at Memorial Stadium to look like the rest of the SEC. And the renditions I've been looking at, keeping the hill and closing up the bowl, looks pretty impressive. Probably going to fill it with suites because those are the big money makers. But that's the name of the game, to your point. And you bring in somebody with that ability, it's going to pay dividends. And I'll tell you this, the first time I spoke to Desiree Reed-Francois, I also had this kind of indication that, you know what, speaking wasn't super clean. First couple interviews, maybe a little nervous. And she came into her own later in her tenure. So I'm willing to be patient on it. And like I said, when you come into a situation, the momentum you've got with the University of Missouri, I feel like you've got to be, I'm going to say optimistic for the 15th time this conversation, Matt. I'm sorry, but
that's good.
It's a good example and a good hire, given the specific type of AD that you needed to get.
Daniel, it's one of the reasons I like talking to you and being around you. You are a beacon of positivity, and it's good for everybody to be around. So that's a good thing.
I'm sure most of our more cynical listeners aren't appreciating the blind confidence I've got, but I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm a Tottenham Hotspur fan, and I'm a Dallas Mavericks fan after yesterday. So it's the only thing that gets me through, to be honest.
Goodness. Fair. You know what? The Mavericks series is fine. They'll be okay.
I sure hope so.
I think so.
I sure hope so.
We'll revisit that at some point. It does seem like, while, you know, hiring coaches and leading its staff and raising money is a big part of the AD's job, at least for now, if Missouri football continues to perform at a pretty high level, it might also be the athletic director's job to, you know, fend off other schools from getting Drinkwitz almost on an every year basis. That seems like it's a huge part of the job now.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. Drinkwitz in particular, I had heard some rumors, especially earlier in his tenure, before, you know, he had kind of his marquee season last season, that he wasn't all bought in Columbia, and he always talked a very high game, even though he truly hadn't accomplished too much post Appalachian State. And that always gave me this kind of eerie feeling about him. But I don't know if something changed, or maybe I was misinformed, but my goodness, the way he looks like he's bought into the program has been pretty impressive. And the fact that that's finally translated to actual success is pretty intriguing. So you've got to think, once you're at an SEC program, you've reached at least the pinnacle in terms of conference, right? And I can't imagine another position aside from, you know, the big dogs, maybe a Bama. You could probably even throw, you know, an LSU or even a University of Texas. I'm sure I'm missing a couple schools that could pull him away from that. But for the most part, you don't see him just leaving for a better opportunity just to say he is. I think Mizzou is offering enough to keep a name, a successful name, like an Eli Drinkwitz or some other name, with the way they've been performing lately.
Let's get to City SC a little bit before we let you go. They did not play this past weekend. Last time they played was that 3-3 draw against Sporting Kansas City on the road. They're going to be on the road this weekend against Houston. It just seems like they're not yet really gaining traction. They're not losing games, but they're not winning very many either. And other teams are starting to pick up some points against them. It's, for me, I'm having a hard time completely grasping who this team is and what they need to do to kind of pour some gas on the fire.
Yeah, that's what a lot of ties will do to you. But the reality is I'm looking at the standings. They sit ninth on 12 points. Real Salt Lake sits first with 18 points. There's a two-game difference between ninth place and first place. So the reality is, yeah, it's taking St. Louis City time to find its rhythm, but it feels like the West is going to be so tight, similar to, I guess you could argue, the NL Central with the Cardinals, even though it's much earlier there. The MLS is tight, and the competition is stiff. So there is some truth to this constant conversation we've had with Coach Bradley Carnell on knowing how not to lose. Tim Parker said the exact same thing in our one-on-one conversation recently. Knowing how not to lose is important, but at some point you need to know how to win. And I will say in their last two games, a win and a draw at Sporting KC, that draw at Sporting KC is a draw you can look back on and say, that's a well-earned draw. That's one that you probably look at, and despite the missed opportunities, you can be okay with it. Tough rivalry matchup on the road, but you do need to start stringing some wins together. And I think a Houston team on the road is going to be important. You managed to win at home against Austin. Yeah, road games are tough, but I think Houston would be intriguing. And especially given the fact that Sam Adeniran's whole saga seems like it's finally come to an end. What better way to return to the pitch than going to your hometown and putting together a hat trick? How impressive would that be?
It would be something for sure. Well, you mentioned your conversation with Tim Parker. That's part of the Wembley's Game podcast that you produce on an every week basis. That was from a couple weeks ago this past week. I know you talked with Tom Franklin, known as the soccer zombie. Give folks a plug for your soccer podcast, Wembley's Game.
Yeah, it's been such a great time. Honestly, I really wanted to find some avenue to talk soccer a bit more, just because that's...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's been a field I've really enjoyed covering, and certainly playing as well on the side in the various local leagues we've got around St. Louis. But yeah, I wanted an outlet to learn more about the game and also communicate with other fans and people involved with the sport. So I figured my voice in soccer isn't profound enough for people to care about. So why not just reach out to the incredibly talented people we have both in St. Louis and beyond. And that's been a great example, not only my access to St. Louis City SC, but we've had Ty Keogh, an absolute legend here, Jim Leaker, Hall of Fame here in St. Louis, Lindsay Kennedy Eversmeyer. We've had just some incredible people join the podcast just to hear their stories, give them a space to talk about their views on the game, their views on different teams, leagues, and more importantly, their views on their experiences and how it shaped their lives. And it has been so much fun. And we've got a good episode coming out this week with a very familiar voice, I will say. But that's all I'll say on that.
Okay, we'll be waiting to see what that is. Again, the podcast is Wembley's Game. You can find it where you find podcasts. Just get to Daniel's Twitter account at Daniel J. Esteve, and he's always got that linked. Daniel, thanks so much for the time. We'll do this again very, very soon.
Appreciate it, man. Always, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, very good. That's Daniel Esteve joining us here on a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. How are you feeling about the Cardinals following their weekend where they take 2 out of 3 against the Mets, but could have had a series sweep? They come up a little bit short yesterday. We'll go back through the weekend and some of the big storylines and talking points out of the weekend. That's coming up next as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.